Hey, what do you say you and me take a walk over to the tavern?
Just pull up a chair.
A little something to eat.
Who does life?
Welcome to the Mouse and Castles.
Come on, Johnny, what are we waiting for?
This is a gathering place for fans of all things Disney. So sit back,
chow down,
have some sips, and chit-chat about the magical world created by Walt Disney.
For too long, I've been parched of thirst and unable to quench it.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mouse and Castle podcast. Come on in. It is the Mouse and Castle. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. Come on in. We'll talk some Disney this week. And joining me, as always, to talk some Disney is my friend and yours, Mr. Aaron Goins.
Hello, Riley. How are you today?
That was a little awkward of an intro, not going to lie. I've had better. I'm feeling a little self-conscious about it, actually. It was okay. Usually the awkward is for the outro. But, you know.
Yeah, I know. You got to save the awkward for the outro. That was not too bad, though.
Yeah, that's true. I appreciate it. You know, sometimes you're just a little self-conscious, and you need a friend to build you up. This took a weird turn. Well, hey, it's funny. We just got finished recording the Star Wars Report this week. But the thing about Star Wars Report is I keep talking about Galaxy's Edge almost exclusively on the show. And
your co-hosts over there.
They're kind of tired of it, not going to lie.
Tired of
it. Yeah, I know, right? But I actually did want to touch on Galaxy's Edge right at the top of the show this week. We have some updates about it. And a really interesting experience that I had this week that I wanted to kind of chronicle with you. But before we do that, I just right at the top of the show here want to share a very special announcement to everyone. No, I'm not getting married yet. That's what it sounded like for a second. Hi, everyone. Please gather around. Call your mom on FaceTime. That's the way it's done now, right? But no, I do have a special announcement. It's pertaining to the podcast here, and that is we have a newsletter. The debut Mouse and Castle newsletter. I wanted to do something where you could get notifications for the episodes right in your email inbox and do a weekly roundup of the Disney news stories and Riley and Aaron's like hot takes on like the top story and do that just as a weekly news roundup. On the weeks where we release new episodes, you'll get those notifications right in your email inbox. And I did it through MailChimp, which is this really awesome email service. They have great templates and stuff. So if you want that weekly update from Mouse and Castle, here's what you need to do. Go to bit.ly/mouseandcastle. bit.ly/mouseandcastle. And it's going to take you directly to our sign-up page. Just punch in your email address and first name, and you're going to get in your inbox a weekly newsletter from us here at the Mouse and Castle podcast. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to it so much that I just like set it up in a hurry this past weekend because I was struck by inspiration. I was actually talking to my girlfriend Savannah about some like the upcoming Disney trips and things that we're going to be doing and how we want to do more pictures and take photos and put them on our Instagram. And I was like, you know what would be kind of cool? Is a newsletter. And she was like all gung-ho about it and said she'd help me write it. And so I just created it, and literally about an hour and a half ago, I get a text from Aaron, and it's like, wait, we have a newsletter? but yeah.
I'm finding this out with you guys.
I know, right? And I tell Aaron, I was like, Aaron, don't worry. You don't have to write it each week. I'm not committing you to something. However, I am going to text Aaron for his like hot take, his opinion on like the top news stories from that week in the world of Disney. And so you can get that right in your email inbox by going to bit.ly/mouseandcastle. That's bit.ly/mouseandcastle. Super, super, super easy.
I'm excited about it, Riley, because I think this will give us a chance to talk about some of the stories that we kind of skip over, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we only record every couple weeks, and so there's a lot of news that comes out, and we don't touch on all of it. So some of these little news nuggets that come out that we didn't really get to talk about, maybe that could end up in the newsletter.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it'll be a really good opportunity to highlight and kind of get our opinions out on that itself. And I'm also looking forward to doing more with the newsletter and with Instagram, with all of these trips that we have coming up to the parks to actually share that more with you guys. But hey, Galaxy's Edge is a thing, and they just released the official symphonic suite on the Disney YouTube channel. Take a listen. It's very Star Wars meets Disney.
It is. It sounds almost like a nighttime show.
It does. Music. Like, I can hear right now, like, bum, put it on. Like, the fireworks go off right, like, here. / Christmassy. It's a little Christmassy, let's be honest.
So this is John Williams, right?
Yeah, sure is. Yep, he composed it. I just imagine. Wait for it. Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho. Right? Doesn't it work? It's kind of a little bit, maybe.
You know, I'm angry at you now.
Because now you're gonna think of that every time you go.
Because when I walk into Galaxy's Edge and I hear this music, I'm gonna think Santa Claus.
Well,
thanks for ruining that moment.
This
for
is
me, Riley.
This has got to be the entrance music that plays, right? Because you know the Disney sound engineers, like, they are very careful to not, they loop music in different parts of the park that match the atmosphere. So I'm sure Galaxy's Edge will be no exception. There'll be plenty of different types of music that play, and it's not just going to be this 1 5-minute track that plays on a loop. But otherwise, you might go kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd hope this would be entrance music because. With the idea of this being in-universe, you know, you're supposed to feel like you're there. It would be kind of weird to have a soundtrack playing throughout.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're in the market, you want to hear kind of that more market type of music, you know, where it's like, oh, something you might hear if you're, you know, in some market in
Agrabah. Exactly.
I couldn't think of a real-world place.
Well, it's apropos. The other thing is, it's the cantina music, too, that we're going to have. So I think it will be different in different places. But, yep, it's Galaxy's Edge Symphonic Suite. It's officially on Spotify and on the Walt Disney Records YouTube channel.
Oh, wow, look at that timing.
You know what? It's almost like I've done this a while.
You nailed it. Yeah. Since we're talking about hot take on this, is it doesn't sound very Star Wars-y to me.
Ah.
It does have a very adventure feel to it. It does feel like Disney. It almost feels more Indiana Jones, but it just didn't feel that Star Wars to me.
It doesn't sound
too... that's okay, because maybe you don't want it to sound too Star Wars, because then it will take you out of the experience.
Well,
you know, if it's supposed to be a real planet and not necessarily a Star Wars movie, you know?
I guess the closest it sounded to me was March of the Resistance in the... Force Awakens. I actually have it right here.
Well, I mean, that's definitely intentional, right?
Yeah.
Because that sounds too close to not be.
Yeah.
Because the time period that we're in on Batuu is the Resistance, and the Resistance has a presence there. So I think that theme makes sense to kind of riff off of.
But it kind of that the dun dun da da dun 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 dun. It reminds me of the Force Unleashed, main theme.
Unleashed.
Do you remember it?
I mean, I remember that game, but how do you remember the music?
Because I'm a music nerd. Take a listen.
You are.
And it's like, pardon the crappy quality. The YouTube quality isn't great, but you da 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 da. They got the violins in the background. It dun dun da da dun dun dun. Yeah, I'm a music nerd. Sorry, guys.
These queued up, right?
No, I just literally was. That's the beauty of YouTube search.
Wow.
I know.
See, I'm impressed, Riley. I try not to be too impressed by you, but I'm impressed by that pool, because I would have never thought of Force Unleashed of all things.
Yeah, I remember way back in the day on the Star Wars Report, I interviewed David Collins, and he kind of broke down a lot of the video game music of Star Wars that I love, which is just not as well known. But if you're like me and you played the Force for me, in specific games for me, it was Republic Commando, Force Unleashed, and Knights of the Old Republic. So those soundtracks, I played those games multiple times, so I kind of, those specific soundtracks I know really well, but it's, I'm just a giant music nerd, so I'm excited to see. And that's one thing I love about the Disney parks that they do so well is that sound engineering. That's just really immersive that they do so well. So I'm looking forward to it. But all right, jumping away from Galaxy's Edge, let's talk about it. Extra Magic Hours are coming to Disney World this fall to include, oh, sorry, we aren't leaving it quite yet, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
You left out an extra.
Oh, extra, extra.
Extra, extra magic hours.
Extra, extra magic hours.
These are for the really crazy people that get up really early in the morning.
Okay, so let's see. Extra, so here we go. In late August, the 29th through 31st. Oh, that's my birthday weekend. Oh. We'll all be at Dragon Con. Sorry, guys. Disney's Hollywood Studios will be open for all guests at 6 a.m. Whoa. All guests?
All guests with... For for Galaxy's Edge, I believe they are doing it for all guests.
Yeah, because this is World. Same thing. September 1st through.
But see, that's only okay. So look at the dates there: 8/29 to 8/31. That is when Galaxy's Edge opens.
Oh, which makes sense.
So they want to open super early on those dates. So that's that's news, because now we're getting a little bit of information about the Walt Disney World opening of Galaxy's Edge, which we don't know anything
about. Yeah, because we've been talking
about
the land one so much, which is with this whole like ticket system thing.
Yeah. So for those 3 days, which will be the first 3 days of opening, they're going to open up at 6 a.m., which is going to help disperse the crowd some, which is a good strategy, but it sounds like they're not doing the whole reservation system.
Yeah, it's interesting because... the difference is the next bullet is the next day, September 1st, all the way through November 2nd. It says they're offering extra, extra magic hours every day from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., including Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge based on capacity. What is extra, extra magic hours? It doesn't. The second one doesn't specify for all guests. Does that mean you have to be staying at the resort?
So you're
resort?
Familiar with extra magic hours, right?
I'm actually not. I just assume, and maybe I'm assuming wrong, this is the thing where you stay at the resort and then you can go in early?
Yep.
Okay, so, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you assume correctly. Ah. So the extra magic hours are for people that are staying at a Disney resort, and usually it's either earlier than the park opens or later after the park closes, you can stay an extra hour, sometimes an extra 2 hours. So it's a perk, you know, it's a perk for the people that are staying at Disney resorts to entice more people to reserve, you know, at an actual resort.
It kind of entices me. Not going to lie.
So what?
It kind of entices me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, it that's the thing, because I typically, you know, sometimes when I go to Disney, I stay at a Disney resort. Sometimes I don't, because I have a timeshare down there that is on property, but it's not Disney. And that tends to be the way I go because it saves me money. But every once in a while, I do like to stay on a Disney property just to kind of get some of those perks. But extra magic hours, for me personally, hasn't been something I've really taken a lot of advantage of, because I'm a very casual Disney parks visitor. Like, I don't
You're
get
not
up super
a
early to
be there at 6 a.m. rope drop thing.
I'm not a rope drop guy. I do tend to stay till the park closes, but I definitely don't get there early in the morning.
Because that's what everyone says, like, is one of the best ways to maximize your experience is to go there early and then leave during the day when it's most crowded. That's like the number one piece of advice I'm always hearing.
Yeah, but it just depends on your preference, because I actually prefer the nighttime activities more than the early activities. So I enjoy the fireworks shows, and I love how the parks look after dark.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
a lot of fun.
You know, sometimes during the summer, you got to stay pretty late if you want it to get dark.
Yeah.
And some parks close at 9. So I tend to be one to stay later and not get there as early. But this extra magic hours is interesting because of how hard it probably will to get into Galaxy's Edge. This will give people that opportunity. If you want to stay at a Disney resort, you can get up at 6 a.m. or 30 and go over and get in line, and you probably will have a better chance of getting into Galaxy's Edge on some of those early opening weeks than other people that don't have that advantage.
No, that makes perfect sense.
I think we will be there, right? November 2nd
we will be there. Yep. November 2nd is the Saturday. Are we going Friday or Saturday? Do we want to do the 1st or the 2nd?
Friday.
Friday? Yeah, that's fair. That'd probably be
Mean to the park?
Yeah, to Galaxy's Edge specifically.
Oh, I'm thinking Saturday because Friday would be Mickey's Not So Scary.
That's right. You're right. Nope, we talked about this. Yep, it's a plan. Yep. It's happening. I think we're going to get there Thursday and do a half day at the park on Thursday. So I'm excited.
We're maximizing our Disney trip for this time because we're doing Mickey's Not So Scary.
Right.
Then we're doing Galaxy's Edge.
Then we're doing
Wine Dine.
That's a jam-packed freaking weekend, right? So, that is one heck of a Disney weekend. Well, and this is all sort of like pointing to the growth and anticipation of Hollywood Studios potentially being the next sort of it park, which Animal Kingdom kind of has had that crown because of Pandora. But now with Galaxy's Edge opening and the Toy Story Land stuff already, they're positioning Hollywood Studios. And a big part of that was this new rebranding of sorts that they have that they announced at a special 30th anniversary celebration that they just did on May 1st. And I pulled this little clip. This is like, and we've all seen it, this is like the big stage in the center of the park. Mark Daniels there hosting, and we have I don't know if they have the titles of the they have like the senior VP of Hollywood Studios and then like another executive at Disney whose talents are executives, not entertainers on a stage, awkwardly walking through like the Mickey Runaway Railway stuff, to say that five times fast, the Mickey Runaway Railway, there we go. And then, of course, Galaxy's Edge and the new Toy Story stuff. And they, let's just take a listen.
With Toy Story Land in Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, and a celebration of Mickey, this is a whole new park. A park that will let guests of all ages live their adventure. I'd say that calls for a whole new logo. Minnie, Mickey, Faith, Mark, and Phil. Let's see if we can maybe whistle up a new logo.
So we can kind of see the unveiling of these new sort of colored dots as the kind of theme of the new logo, with Star Wars, Mickey, and Toy Story.
All right. Well, thank you one and all for coming.
And let your adventure begin.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you, Mickey and Minnie.
Well, Mark,
hey, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The new Disney Hollywood Studios logo. There it is. Thoughts?
What were your thoughts on the logo?
I liked it. I think I like it. You heard a long hesitation there, but I think I like it because it's trying to reflect. I think maybe I like the fact that they're kind of rebranding more than I actually like the specific logo itself. But it's like Mickey, Toy Story, Star Wars. Leading into the celebration of the new park.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even the woman that was speaking there, she was saying it's like a brand new park.
Yeah,
and that's really what they're trying to sell us here with the idea of like Toy Story Land and now Galaxy's Edge, and then this new Mickey ride. It's kind of like, oh, if you thought you knew this park before, now we're giving you a whole new park without having to create a whole new park. You know. Yeah. Which is bring a lot of new people. I actually really like the logo. I think it's simple.
Yeah.
I prefer simple design. And I think it's very versatile that they can, you know, those circles with the different characters, they can use that. They can change the characters up whenever they want. They can just use the solid colors like they showed. I think it'll look great on merchandise.
Yeah.
I actually think it's really good. And I've heard some criticism. I think people maybe are just underwhelmed by the simplicity of it. But for me, I like it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoyed it. And this is a cool, like, this whole ceremony they did for the 30th anniversary to kind of really make that push. They even had, like, a parade with a bunch of cast members in the Galactic Citizen outfits here. I'm showing them to Aaron. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. But that's kind of the first, like, really good look I've had at what the cast members will look like at Galaxy's Edge. I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good look.
No, yeah, I think it looks good. I think it'll be fun to try to, you know, as we're going to Galaxy's Edge, you know, trying to try to match the look and feel of the land. If you go there, even as a guest, you can kind of maybe not wear clothes that are so branded and kind of feel like you're part of the universe.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that'd be, I mean, you've been kind of making the joke, but we're gonna go and maybe Disney bound as Galactic Citizens. Like, it seems like one of the easiest things that you could Disney bound as if you wanted to.
Oh yeah, I think it'd be fun, and I think half fun going to Galaxy's Edge is going to be, you know, kind of playing the part of, yeah, you know, oh, I'm a Galactic Citizen, I'm a visitor to this place. You know, every time I go there, I'm not going to do it, but I was, you know, for the first time we go there, it'd be kind of cool to just like arrive and actually kind of, like you said, almost like in a Disney bound sort of way.
Yeah.
And kind of make sure you're wearing clothes that kind of fit into that universe. So mm-hmm. I'll be super geeky about it probably that first time.
I can't wait. Two trips this year. It's hard to believe it's actually happening. Hey guys, that's going to bring the wraps on another episode of the Mouse and Castle podcast. Thanks for listening this week. Hey, follow us, of course, at Mouse and Castle. Makes it super easy. And you can follow us on Facebook as well, Mouse and Castle. And email us, mouseandcastle@gmail.com. And then, of course, don't forget bit.ly/mouseandcastle, bit.ly/mouseandcastle, and sign up for our brand new weekly newsletter. It'll be going out each and every weekend. And so the first one comes out this weekend. So sign up now, bit.ly/mouseandcastle, and get our exclusive Disney News Roundup and Aaron and Riley's hot take on the top news stories right there at the newsletter. Hey, of course, the website, mouseandcastlepodcast.com. That's where you can find the links to everything we've talked about in the episode today. And just, Aaron, where can people find you on the old internet?
You can find me at AVGoins, AVGOINS, on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. Love it. And then, of course, I can be found at The Riley Guy on Twitter and Snapchat. And, of course, the best place to find me, as always, is Instagram. Follow me there at The Riley Guy. Until next time, may the force of magic be with you. It's a wrap.